You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Sure, I'm late, pretty thing. I've been in town today.
How come you didn't take me with you?
Well, I did the next best thing. I thought about you every step of the way.
You got a sweet and lying tongue.
You are a fair thing.
What you do in town? Will you stop that? What are folks gonna say?
Well, ain't nobody out here except you and me and the man in the moon.
You're a right high-spirited man to have walked to town and back.
Well, I went there for a right high-spirited reason. Now, close your eyes. I got something for you. You can open them now.
It's the prettiest thing I ever did see. Oh, Billy. Proud enough to cry. I love you with all my enduring life.
Now, the same for you.
Can I show it to everybody?
If that bring you pleasure.
How the girls are gonna envy me.
Now that everybody's here, I'm proud to bid you welcome. Now, I want everybody to dance until you wear out the fiddler. And I want everybody to eat until you had to let out your belts to the last notch. The land was good to me this year. The good Lord blessed it with rain when rain was needed and a kindly sun to follow. And this barn is heavy with the yield of it.
Amen.
But that's just one of the reasons we're celebrating here tonight. A decent, good, and true man has come to me and asked for the hand of my daughter, Elwin. And she has my endearing love and my blessing to marry Billy Ben Turner. And now, good people, the food and drink are at your pleasure.
Wonder what's wrong with Jess Bell.
She's going home early, I reckon.
Why don't you go see if you can't talk her into coming back?
She'll come back if she's of a mind to.
Well, evening's young yet. You spoil my party if folks start leaving early.
Well, honey, I
go on ahead, honey. Go on.
Yes, Belle?
Don't you come near me.
I thought you might want to wish us well, Jess.
You'll have nothing from me.
No need for you to take on so.
What you want me to do? Run in there, throw my arms around her, tell her how glad I am?
Jess, I'm sorry.
Remember the night we clung together in the sweet night grass? Top of Eagle Rock Mountain? The moonlight made a sea of silver mist on the fog below.
I remember.
And the day we ran through the Scotch broom field, and the sun was blazing hot, and we fell together, and you touched me. And the fire in me burned as hot as the white sun.
The fire's turned to ashes now, Jess.
It still burns, here.
But it's different with Elwin and me.
Pretty clothes in her daddy's land. Is that the difference, Billy Ben?
No. No, that's not the difference. I love her in a quiet way. You know, it...
I don't want to hear. Billy Ben. Tell your love a thing for me, will you?
What's that?
Tell her not to start making her wedding dress right yet.
Why should I tell her a thing like that?
She ain't married you yet, Billy Ben. Maybe she never will.
There was Ellie Glover. Dark was Jess Bell. Both they loved the same man. And both they loved him well.
The Twilight Zone has existed in many lands in many times. It has its roots in history and something that happened long, long ago and got told about and handed down from one generation of folk to the other. In the telling, the story gets added to and embroidered on, so that what might have happened in the time of the Druids is told as if it took place yesterday in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Such stories are best told by an elderly grandfather on a cold winter's night by the fireside in the southern hills of the Twilight Zone.
Breath of dove, bulbul, wine of
Granny Hart?
Well, what you bothering an old woman for this time of night?
I gotta talk to you.
Well, sit down.
Folks say you got a power.
Oh, folks say a lot of things.
They say Mose Crowley's cow sickened and died when he shot that hawk you used to keep.
Well, that hawk was my pet. He used to roost in that big black pine right outside the door.
When Molly Unger's baby was a-dying of a fever, she went somewhere and got a potion for him. Folks say she came here.
She did? And that little baby lived, didn't he?
Live? But he's accursed with fits.
Oh.
His mama won't let him out of the house.
What else do they say about me?
Say you're a witch?
Sugar, if I was a witch, I'd be out riding around on my broom instead of sitting around here alone, minding my own business.
Whatever you are, will you help me?
Well, it depends, sugar.
I want to win a man's love.
Well, womankind just got her own kind of witchcraft for that.
Use mine for a while. Came sneaking off at night. Kept it quiet what went on between him and me. Never took me any place for the world to know. He made me promises. He made them when his face was hot as blood. Forgot him as soon as he was 10 feet from my door.
Honey, you don't know much about man, do you?
Only him.
What man?
Billy Ben Turner.
Oh, he's a pretty one. With nice, big, strong arms to hold a gal.
Can you make him love me the way he did a long time ago? When the night wouldn't pass, when he had to come to see me.
How much money did you bring me?
I don't have any money.
Well, how did you expect to pay me?
I'll give you my pearl hairpin. It's a real pearl, brought back from overseas by my daddy in one of the wars. And the stick's real silver. Take it out of my sight.
Is that all you got to offer me?
That's everything on earth I own. Save the clothes on my back.
Well, honey, you better run along home and live your life without Billy Ben Turner.
I won't have any life without him. You gotta help me.
Well, I got something I could give you, but the price is high.
What is the price?
You'll know in the midnight hour of time.
Whatever it is, I'll pay. Does he love me now?
After his eyes fall next on you, he'll never look at another woman as long as he can look at you.
Then form a ring, break that ring with a corner swing. Not do-si-do, your own down the line. Not promenade, go 2 by 2. Walk back home like you always do. Now you all join hands, form a ring. Circle right with a pretty little thing. Now break that ring with a corner swing. Go back home, do-si-do. Now it's promenade, go round the town.
I never in my life. What come over that boy?
Whatever it was, he'll answer to me for it.
It's a shame and a disgrace. If Billy Ben expects you to marry him after this, he'll have to think again. He won't be marrying me. Well, I'm glad to see you got spirit, child. I'd still have him if I could. If he were to come back in here this very minute, I'd just go running to him.
I'd not allow you to shame yourself like that.
He won't be back. I won't even get the chance. Jess Bell bewitched him.
You're enough to drive me crazy.
You sure are a master hand with the sweet words, Billy Ben.
When we're married, it'll be a hateful thing to leave you in the morning.
I won't let you leave. Gonna lock the door and keep you home all day.
How will we live if I don't work my land?
When you're in the fields, I'll hide behind a juniper tree. Sing songs to tease you home again.
Where will the money come from for the pretties I'll buy you?
What will you buy me?
I don't know, maybe dresses of silk and combs for your hair.
Looks like the moon's going down. I better go.
I won't let you. I'm going to keep you here all night.
I can't.
Why not?
Mama's home. She's waiting for me.
Well, I never worried about Mama before.
Let go of me, Billy Ben.
I want you to stay here with me.
Billy Ben, let go of me.
It don't matter. Nothing can change the love I hold for you.
Then take me home.
Don't go right to bed. Come sit us down and tell me about the dance. Yes, Belle, don't.
Spell for love of Billy Turner, accursed was Jezebel.
Well, I didn't mean to frighten you. Hold out your hand. I got something for you.
Billy's ring.
Jezebel's ring. Belongs to the one I love, and the one I love is you. Every minute I'm away from you is a suffering and a torment.
Suffering and torment? What suffering and torment means.
Sure. It's having a girl at your heart's craving and have her keep putting the wedding day off.
All kinds of torment in the world, I reckon.
What would you know of torment, girl?
The torment comes from buying something. Finding out the price is dear.
Well, what did you buy that cost so dear?
Something I love.
You still love it, though the price was high? Better than me?
Ain't nothing I love better than you.
I went to see the preacher today, Jess.
What you want with him?
Well, you wouldn't set the date, so I went ahead and set it. He's gonna marry us come next Sunday.
I can't be ready by then.
Why not? I talked to your mama. She said your wedding dress would be sewed. My house is clean. Everything new and waiting for you. You haven't changed your mind, have you, Jess?
No.
Then why do you keep putting off the wedding day?
I can't tell you, Billy Ben.
Shouldn't be any secrets between us.
I'm going away from you for a while. I'll give you my word when I come back.
Oh, stay now, Jess. I got a craving to be with you every minute.
Let go of me, Billy.
I never knew a man could have such a love as I hold for you. There's no peace from it. It burns night and day. I've got a terrible yearning.
Hear me knocking?
I never let trouble in the door if I can help it.
How you know I'm trouble?
Why, child, there ain't much I don't know.
Well, then, if you know so much, maybe you can help me.
Well, I already helped you once. You want to change your mind now that you got what you wanted?
I haven't got what I want.
Oh, don't tell me you haven't got the love of Billy Van Turner.
I got his love all right. But I can't take it for fear he'd find the price I paid for it. I try to find pity for him and for me, but I can't. It's like my heart's been cut out and stone put where the heart was.
Well, that ain't your heart, honey.
What then?
Oh, there's lots of names for it. Some folks calls it soul.
That was in the bargain, too.
Oh, that's always in the bargain if you barter with witches.
You said you weren't a witch. You said you just had power.
You might as well know the truth, honey. Now that you're one, too, I changed you.
Well, then change me back. Let me be a woman again.
Oh, you can't never change. What you are, you're going to be till you die.
Then I hope I die soon.
Well, you're looking at it all wrong. Be a witch. Take a witch's pleasure. Take the man you bargained for.
Don't you think I want to? How long do you think I'd keep him if he finds out what happens when the clock strikes 12? That's the worst of all. Not knowing what I'm going to do. Waking and not knowing what I've done. Change me back. Please, I'll pay. I promise I'll pay.
Well, your promises ain't much good. You're already trying to get out of paying for the first favor I done you.
I can't live this way. Please.
Take the man you bargained for. Give him a witch's love.
I can't do that to Billy Bane.
You paid the price. Take what you paid for.
I can't do that to Billy Bane.
I've been out of my mind. I searched this whole county over for you. Cursed myself every step of the way for upsetting you the way I did today. But Jess, you hellcat, where you been?
I went away to think.
And did you think of me?
You were all I thought about.
And did you think of me with love?
Yes, Billy.
Jess, I won't crowd you on the wedding day again. Whatever's been troubling you, you don't even have to tell me. You just settle it and you can set your own day for the wedding.
There will be no wedding, Billy Bane.
Oh, Jess, don't say a thing like that.
There will be no wedding. No wedding between you and me.
I'd as soon hear my death bell as what you're saying.
I'd as soon hear my own death bell as say it.
Then forget it was said. Oh, I love you, Jess. And I want you to be my wife. That's all I know.
You would not want me for long. One night you'd turn away from me.
Oh, curse me for a fool if that day would ever come.
I'll set you free from any promise, Billy. Take this.
No, this belongs here.
You hear that?
It's a nightbird calling its mate.
His mate won't come. I saw her on the trail tonight, winging up against the sky. And a night hawk swooped up out of the pines, tore her breast open. She fell at my feet and ran off in the bushes to die.
It was just an omen, Jess. It don't mean you're gonna die.
Billy Ben, if old man Death came walking down Eagle Rock Trail, I'd run to meet him. I beg him on my knees to take me with him.
Jess, what's cursing you? I got a right to know.
It's late. I gotta go.
Wait, Jess.
Billy Ben, if you love me, stand aside.
Twilight Zone will continue after station identification.
sent by all on Eagle Rock did dwell. Strange things were seen by moonlight's fall, but none saw Jezebel.
Take the man you bargain for. Give him a witch's love. Nothing can change you, sugar. Witch you are, and witch you'll always be. You paid the price. Take what you paid for. Take what you paid for.
What's the matter?
Why has something got to be the matter? I just wanted to see you.
I never saw such a night. The animals kept moving around and crying out. Cow got fractious and tried to kick out the side of the stall. The sheep was bleating. Looked like they were looking in the jaws of wolves. I had to go out there two or three times and quiet them down.
I'll fix your breakfast for you.
Well, now that's my girl. I'll fix the fire for you.
I'll fix it for you every morning. And your dinner and your supper, too, if you let me.
Honey, haven't I been begging you to do just that?
The next Sunday, come what may, I'll be your wife.
Hello, Jess.
You're a long way from home, Ellie Glover.
Lots of wildflowers around here. Saw a patch of old maid's fern up on the mountain.
I noticed a lot of vixen wort around here myself.
I just came from Billy Benn's. Fixed his breakfast for him.
Well, I reckon that's no concern of mine.
Circuit preacher's gonna marry us when he comes around next Sunday.
I wish you happiness. For his sake.
You still love him, Ellie?
The last time I saw Billy Ben Turner's face, he was under a magic spell. And even the love I hold for him couldn't break it. There's ways. But such ways end bad.
What ways you talking about?
I think you know.
Jealous, ain't you?
No. I'm heartsick to see wrong done to a good man.
Got news there's a wildcat loose in the county. Ain't you scared to be up here alone?
I'll be home by dark. That cat won't venture out until nightfall.
Can't tell what a wildcat'll do.
Well, I reckon we don't have much to fear. My daddy says that killer cat's gonna be dead by morning.
Hmm? Since when your daddy been able to look in the future and tell what's gonna be?
Well, he's going hunting for that cat tonight. Him and Obed Miller and Billy Ben and all the men.
Billy Ben never said nothing to me about going.
Well, Obed Miller just went over and asked him. I reckon that cat better stay home tonight if it's smart.
I reckon.
What's the matter with you tonight, Jess? You're just as nervous as a fox in a forest fire.
You gonna take all night with that ham, Mama?
You never would have had such a fine dress without Billy Ben hadn't given me the money. You know that, don't you?
Sold Ellie Glover today. She was picking wildflowers up on the mountain.
How'd she look?
Looks sickly. Like she might die soon.
I didn't even know the poor thing was ailing.
Looked terrible. There, now you can get out of it and hand it to me.
I'll make some of that tonic I used to make and take to her.
You and your tonics. You're worse than Granny Hart.
Granny Hart?
Well, everyone knows she sells them old potions and things.
She ain't sold none to you, has she?
Don't talk crazy talk.
Is that what made Billy Ben Turner blind to every other woman on earth save Jess Bell?
The money for potions and powders.
That old woman don't always ask for money. That's what makes my heart turn cold as ice. Jess, how did you pay her? Oh, God, Jess, how did you pay her?
With my flesh and my blood. And my soul, and my brain, and my sleep, and my hands, my heart, my head. I thank dear for Billy Ben.
Jess, kneel down with me.
It's too late, Mama.
We've prayed to God to help you.
My prayers aren't answered in heaven anymore.
I'll think of a way to help you.
You can do one thing. If you want to see me alive in the morning, I'll bolt my door when I go to bed tonight. No matter what happens, don't open that door until morning.
I think old Blaze has found something.
Let's go.
I think he struck trail.
What's the matter, Blue? You having a bad dream? Something scare you? You gotta be all right now. Just calm down. Go back to sleep. You gotta be all right.
Is done for this night. Come on, Ellie. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right. I'm enduring glad to see you, Ellie.
Good to see you too, Billy.
It's been a long spell. I'd appreciate it if you'd let me come and sit up with you some night soon.
Well, that'd be right fine.
Warm was Ellie Glover, cold dead was Jess Bell, and husband would be Billy Benn. Of the one he loved so well.
Well, Miss Ozzie.
Billy Benn.
Won't you come on in?
Oh, well, I won't stay, but just a minute. I just wanted to wish you all the happiness in the world on your wedding day.
Well, now, I appreciate that. But aren't you coming to the wedding?
Oh, well, I wouldn't spoil the day for Elwyn. She'd see me and think of Jezebel.
There's no shadow of Jezebel between Ellie and me.
God grant they never will be.
I was just having some coffee. Won't you sit down? It's been a full year now. Jezebel's been dead.
You know she's dead, Billy Benn.
I saw her die. Now, don't ask me to tell you any more than that.
I brought you something I thought you ought to have, Billy Benn. It used to belong to Jess Bell.
Poor Jess. I appreciate it, Miss Ossie.
I brought it for a special reason. It's made of silver, and silver is one thing that a witch is scared of.
What witch would want to harm Ellie?
I've got a terrible thing to tell you, Billy Benn. A secret about Jezebel.
I know a secret about Jezebel myself.
The same night that she disappeared, we talked. Not meaning to, she mentioned Granny Hart. And then I found out something I'd sooner be dead than know. Jezebel was witched.
I didn't know it myself till that night she died.
She ain't dead, Billy Benn.
But I was there. I fired one of the shots myself. I've spent many a restless night grieving about that.
Billy Benn, some months back, I went into Jezebel's room. And there, on Jezebel's pillow, was a wart toad sitting. I grabbed a broom. And I brought that down with all my might on that ugly thing. And it just disappeared in a cloud of smoke and went floating out through the window.
Maybe it was just a cloud of dust. and a toad falling to the floor.
Huh? No, it was the spirit of Jezebel.
Miss Ossie, I saw her die.
Billy Benn, don't you know you can't kill a witch? They just changed to something else.
But if a person is good and strong, a witch can't harm them, I've heard.
It's sad.
Then Ellie has nothing to fear from Jezebel. I'm sorry, Miss Ossie, but I gotta hurry. I'm gonna be late for my own wedding.
I hope and pray there won't be nobody there who wasn't invited.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death us do part.
To love and to cherish until death us do part.
According to God's holy ordinance, I thereto plight thee my troth.
According to God's holy ordinance, I thereto plight thee my troth.
Join hands. Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. I now pronounce you man and wife.
You forgetting something?
Well, not to my knowing.
Oh, there you go. You know you're acting like a husband already. Are you gonna let your bride walk across your threshold?
Oh. Welcome home, darling.
Thank you, Billy Ben. It's unknowing how happy I am. This day has brought me the happiest, happiest moments of my life. Silly Ben? Something has hold of my arm.
I don't see nothing.
Let go!
Come over you.
I never did that, Billy. Not of my own will. Something took hold of me.
Well, I saw nothing.
There's something here, Billy. Something we can't hear nor see. But I can feel it. Something evil. Something cold. Take me home, Billy!
Billy, you are home.
But something don't want me here.
I know what it is. It's trying to chase you out. But Ellie! You will stay. You hear? You will stay. Now, I've got to go away from here for a little short time. You hear? Do you trust in the Lord?
Yes.
Well, then hold his word in your hand. And his word will protect you. But if the devil himself should come into this room, do not leave that chair.
The door's open.
Granny Hart?
I'm just curling my hair so I look pretty for you, Billy Ben.
Granny, I'm short on time.
Ain't I, beauty? How'd you like me for a sweetheart?
I already got a sweetheart. And I just made her my bride.
Ellie Glover, of the golden hair. She's a beauty, too.
Well, I'll not have her beauty long unless you help me rid myself of a witch.
Jess Bell don't like you being married, do she?
Jess Bell, all right.
Oh, I know. I witched that gal so she could win your love.
I never wanted no witch's love.
Humans don't know nothing about loving.
Well, I know enough. If anything happens to Ellie, I couldn't go on living.
Oh, Jess Bell ain't gonna hurt your little bride. She's just teasing and having a good time.
Now, Granny, I left my wife alone. Now I gotta get back to her.
Nothing's holding you here, boy.
Well, you gotta tell me how to rid myself of Jess Bell.
Don't hardly know no way. Less than you kill her.
You can't kill her. All she does is go up in a puff of smoke and then she comes right back again.
Well, there's ways.
Well, tell me.
How are you going to pay me?
What do you want?
A lock of your hair.
You'll not trick me like that.
Takes lots of money to learn how to kill a witch. You go home. Make a figure of Jess Bell. Then put on it clothes that Jess Bell has worn. Then, if you have the courage, stab it through the heart with silver.
Gotta be a dress she wore.
She wore it once. And Billy Ben, when the time comes, if your hand failed you, remember there was a good part to Jess Bell. And that part of her would bless you for ending what she's now become.
I told you to stay in the house. You all right, Ellie? That thing you felt in our house was the spirit of Jess Bell. She was a witch. But I know how to get rid of witches.
You'll never be rid of me, Billy Ben.
Jess Bell.
Come on, Billy Ben. Dance with me in the moonlight.
May hell swallow me up if I've killed you, too.
Billy Ben?
You just rest a minute.
What are we doing here like this?
Don't you remember?
I remember a wedding. Did I dream that?
No. You're my pretty little bride.
Well, then, I should be cooking you some supper. Billy Ben, look! My mama says when you see a fallen star, that means a witch has just died.
So I've heard tell.
Jess Bell. Both they loved the same man, and both they loved him well.
Next on Twilight Zone, a most unusual program called Miniature.
the very eminent Charles Beaumont takes us into a brand new realm of science fiction and fantasy that is at the same time intriguing and strangely believable.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes, sir.
I guess this may sound silly, but how do they manage that?
How do they manage what?
In there, in the glass case.
Oh, well, I couldn't say exactly.
According to the museum officials, there was only one figure, the girl.
Have you seen her?
Yes.
Well, is she all right? I've been worried sick.
Thank you.